Just watch an employee who must deal with countless other people because his or her job is at some central point in a communications network. A salesman at a busy counter. A stockbroker on the phone. A customer representative. They will tell you how much skill and experience it takes to answer countless questions and handle various kinds of personalities every hour of the day. Not everyone can interact with such persistence and over long hours, but those who do pride themselves on a distinctive ability that contributes mightily to the running of the organization. But work is more than accomplishment and pride in being able to command the job, because except for a few craftsmen and artists, most work takes place out in the world, with and through other people. Esprit de corps. Perhaps an example will make the point. I remember viewing a half dozen men in a chair factory whose job it was to bend several pieces of steel and attach them so that a folding chair would result. While there were 10 or 12 of these teams that worked together, one in particular was known for its perfect coordination and lightning-like efforts. The men knew they were good. They would work in spurts for 20 or 30 minutes before taking a break, to show themselves, bystanders and other groups, what it was to be superbly skilled and self-controlled, to be the best in the factory. When I talked with them, each expressed enormous pride in being a part of the fastest, best team. And this sense of belonging to an accomplished work group is one of the distinctive satisfactions of the world of work.